And welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 9 minutes past 12. And we've got a couple of interviews today. As I said last week, we've got Siri between 12 and 1, and then we've got Cindy McLeish in between 1 and 2. But anyway, we're starting off with Laura Shortis and Jared Gellerman from Siri. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I think it's a month or two since we've seen you, Laura, so welcome back again. And Jared, I believe, is a newbie.
That's right, yes.
Right, so Siri, you're going to tell us one thing about Siri. They've got so many different projects and programs, I should say, that go on all the time that we're gradually working our way to hear a bit about each and every one of them. So first of all, you're going to tell us about this Footy Fun Day that's coming up, Laura.
That's right. So I was very glad to hear when you gave us the weather earlier that it's going to be really nice weather tomorrow, because we're doing a footy fun day down at our Yarra Junction Community Hub.
So that is great for you.
That's exactly right. So we've got some outdoor activities. The AFL Outer East are providing an inflatable cube. I think that has something to do with handball. We're not entirely sure, but it's going to be inflatable and fun for the kids. We're having a sausage sizzle, we're doing our level up gaming program as well, we're doing face painting and some cookie decorating. So it's a football extravaganza.
Aimed at what sort of age group, Laura?
Look, realistically, anybody who likes football or anybody who likes sausages is going to find some value in it. But we're probably really looking at primary school age kids.
Tell me anyone that doesn't like a barbecue.
Yeah, exactly right. So, yeah, so I mean, ultimately, you know, come on down if you're looking for a nice cheap lunch and get yourself a sausage, or jump around on an inflatable cube. Find out along with me whatever that actually entails.
So what time do we get there, or what time to start and finish?
Yeah, so we'll be kicking off at around 11:30. Kicking off, see what I did there.
I was going to mention it.
So starting at 11:30 and then wrapping up at around 2:30.
And where is it again, please, Laura?
Yeah, so our Yarra Junction Community Hub, which, do you want the address? It's on Warburton Highway, 2463 Warburton Highway in Yarra Junction.
Sounds fabulous. So you're looking for plenty of young people to come along and kick the football, or do some handballing, or you might even find a future VFL or AFL superstar.
Well, that's right, exactly. Yarra Junction's very own, up and coming.
And then you could manage them.
Yes, why not?
Jared, how long have you been with Siri yourself?
I just joined Siri in November of last year.
Oh, you come out for nearly 12 months.
Yeah, nearly getting there.
Yeah, about 10 months. And what do you actually do at Siri, Jared?
I'm the business support manager for our hub, so Yarra Junction and Churnside Park.
And that entails doing what?
It depends on the day. But a big chunk of my work is looking at our youth programs and facilitating those at both hubs. I'm also currently working on an activation group for Yarra Junction, so working with community members from local businesses to look at what the community needs and what we could be doing.
Oh, that's fair enough. But today, you're going to tell us a bit about your youth and Level Up programs.
Yeah, so Level Up has been running at Churnside Park since about April, and we've been running at Yarra Junction for about a month now. And it's a program designed for young people that might feel socially isolated, maybe struggling to make friends at school. And what we've done is really harnessed what they get out of playing video games at home, which is quite antisocial. And Absolutely. We've put it into a more social environment so they can sit with friends and play video games or make new friends.
So what sort of things do you do at it, Jared?
So we deck out our rooms with projectors and PlayStation 4s, and we run competitions, play games like Rocket League, which is soccer with cars, so it's quite clunky and fun, and basically just encourage them to hang out and make friends, cook them food, and we do events every couple months as well. So on Friday past, we did laser tag and video game competitions.
So when's it on?
At Churnside Park, it's Thursday after school, 3 till 5.30, and at Yarra Junction, it's Tuesday, same time slot.
So it's basically for after school?
Yeah, it's an after school drop-in space, and then on holidays we run programs as well. And it's for aged 8 years old up to 18.
Oh, 18, that's a fair age group. And it's on every week?
Every week.
School holidays included?
Yep.
Ah, terrific. So it's on twice. Well, do many of the young people go to both places, or are they just two separate groups?
They're pretty much two separate groups. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that the people that lived up in the Upper Valley didn't miss out, and they're not going to travel all the way down to Chirnside. So this way, hopefully, no matter where you live on the line, you can attend.
Oh, that's terrific. Laura, this one's got me quite intrigued. You've got a program called the Mother Goose Program for children and parents and carers. Tell me what that's about.
That's right. So it's a really exciting program that we launched in Term 3 that will be running through Term 4 and then again in 2020. Mother Goose is a facilitated group program for parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, carers of young children, of babies and toddlers, for them to come along. They do nursery rhymes and singing and reading stories. There's also a facilitated play group section as well, and then some time with the facilitators to actually, you know, if you've got any questions or any concerns or anything you want to go through.
So it's a structured program.
That's right, yeah.
Well, when you say it's reading, like, is it one-on-one reading or reading in the group? Or
reading what? Stories, and it's really encouraging engagement from the kids, so the parents and the carers get an opportunity to learn how to engage with their children through storytelling, through songs and rhymes and activities. So it's a way for parents to get that time and learn.
Because I had someone here two or three weeks ago saying that I think it's by about the age of five, if you haven't instilled into a young person the idea of reading, that it can very often be lost because they just don't see it as part of life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. It's really important to get kids on track with these sorts of things, and I think this program is also there to help teach parents how to do that, because I think as a parent and as a parent myself, you know, you don't get that instruction manual on how to actually engage children and all of that. So, you know, quite often you just try to deal with the basics of, you know, nappies and feeding and all of those sorts of things. So this program actually gives people the opportunity to learn more about the fun and engaging and the, you know, really rewarding part of having children.
Well, and one of the other things that I would have thought too, apart from, you know, it's spending time and bonding with the children, because, you know, once they start to school, they've got other mates and that. I mean, one of the big things, particularly when they're young, I think, is bonding with young children, and even once they get to primary school too.
Yeah, that's right. So it's great for parents and carers to have that opportunity to engage in an activity that will help that for them.
So for people who are interested, and it's probably more, I would suggest a lot of grandparents are listening, and hopefully they'll suggest it to their son or daughter, or and there could be young mums listening too. What do they need to do? Do they have to bring books along with them, or just tell us a little bit more about what happens if you wanted to join that group?
Yeah, sure. So if you do have any queries, you can always give us a buzz. But essentially, it's a drop-in program, so you don't need to book or register. You can just come along.
And just turn up.
Just turn up. It's absolutely free. We have all the resources, so our facilitators have gone through all the training, have all the resources and activities. So all you really need is just yourself and a child. Oh, and you're good to go.
Get one on board.
Yeah. You know, we definitely welcome if there's any grandparents that are looking after their grandchildren on a particular day and they want something to do with them, they can definitely come along
so
as well.
So when's it on, Laura?
Yeah, so we run three sessions each week. So we're on Mondays, we're in East Warburton at East Warburton Primary School. And then on Wednesdays...
What time?
So, yep, 9:15 to 11:30. And then on Wednesdays, we're at Milwara Primary School, again, 9:15 to 11:30. And then on Fridays, we're down in our hub at Yarra Junction, so the Yarra Junction Community Hub, Siri, which is, again, 9:15 to 11:30.
So 3 days a week?
Yep.
And you say there's no cost?
No cost at all. You can, if people are really keen, they can come to more than one each week, or they can come along when it suits them. They can, you know, come sporadically, however often they can get down.
How many people do normally get along to one of those sessions?
Well, it really does vary. So, they sort of try to look to have between 5 and 10. It's a good number.
Yep.
And that seems to be, you know, some weeks we're getting that. But it is a new program as well. So it is also about for us to actually build up that awareness and for people to understand what it's all about.
And I've got to ask, and you probably can't tell me, how did it get the name of Mother Goose?
Mm. So I can't, I can't tell you the origins of that, but it's actually a, it's a program that we were trained in. So it's not our program. It's a parent-child Mother Goose program. So there's an Australian division of that. So we're actually running theirs. But I'll tell you what, I'll look into that next time when I come back.
Oh, just, I'm just curious. Because if I remember rightly, and it's going back a long while, I think there was a Golden Books about Mother Goose.
It's a nursery rhyme.
It is, yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I thought there was actually a series of Golden Books about Mother Goose.
I don't know.
It's a while ago since I read to a child, but I've had a feeling there was a book or some books about Mother Goose.
I'd imagine it comes from something.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, but the main thing is 3 days a week. Tell us again where they are and the time. Oh,
yeah, so Mondays at East Warburton Primary, Warburton East Primary, on Wednesdays at Mawarra Primary, and on Fridays at our community hub in Yarra Junction.
Which is the address?
Which is 2463 Warburton Highway. And the times for all of those sessions are 9:15 to 11:30.
Sounds good. Jared, tell us about the co-working spaces and that you've got.
So we just launched as of 2 weeks ago, where we've planned a co-working space where young people, anyone that's trying to do a startup or running a business from home, so you might be a broker or social media manager or whatever you're trying to do, it gives you a space to be able to come meet clients, meet other people that are also in that space. You might know that the first 12 months of trying to start your own business can be really difficult and really isolating. If you're struggling to get clients, you might be able to then come in and speak to someone else that went through the same struggles and can give you tips and or even potentially even give you clients. We're also going to plan a series of co-working sessions, which means we'll get people together, have a roundtable discussion. We've got some really great business mentors at Siri, like Sue West, who will be involved with helping them look at their financials and how they're working and operating and everything else. And we've also been working with Eastern Innovation from Mulgrave. So our launch had Danielle Story come out and give a really great talk on innovation and what it means to be an innovator and an ideas person. So it's really exciting because there's around, I think, 16,000 startups or micro businesses in the Yarra Valley, and to give them that opportunity to work in a collaborative space is really important.
Oh, that's terrific. And like, when is it available? Is it available sort of 5 days a week or just one afternoon, or how often is it available?
In terms of getting a desk, at the moment, if you call up, you can book at whatever time they're available, essentially. Obviously, if they're all taken, then we'll try and accommodate you in other ways. We've also got meeting spaces and private sort of counselling rooms that can be hired. So again, it's subject to availability.
And what sort of costs are involved?
So a desk is $5. An hour, and the room spaces vary depending on how large they are and what you're using them for.
And do they have the use of Wi-Fi or anything like that while they're there? Or
yep, so we've got Wi-Fi, we've got printing, we're going to have business packages on the way so that they can sign up for courses, and we can help them with marketing and things like that.
Well, that sounds terrific, because what you said before is true. The first, I think, 2 years in a business is when you're either going to make it or break it. And
yeah, exactly.
If you don't get it right to start with, well, it's never going to wind up good either.
It's also probably not great meeting your clients in your lounge room sometimes, so it gives you a space to meet them in a professional setting as well.
Well, it does also look a bit as though that, you could be a fly-by-nighter that, you set up in your lounge room in a rented house and you're gone 2 weeks later and... You know, it does look a lot better if you can have people walk, because even though you're running a little business, you're still competing with other small businesses, but in some cases you're also competing with big businesses.
Yeah, that's true. And but I also really think that the isolation aspect is really important, because if you're working on your own, especially if it's a mostly online business for, 6 to 8 hours a day, yep. It's just not healthy if you're doing that. No. For the whole week. So it's good to be in a space where you can sit and talk and bounce ideas off someone else and get that support.
And you're listening to Community Connections, and I have with me Siri this afternoon, both Laura and Jared. Laura, you're going to tell us about some senior activities you've got on.
That's right. So I'm really excited about this one. We're launching next Friday on the 4th of October our Seniors Activity Club. So that's going to be...
Oh, it's a newbie.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Whee!
Yeah. There you go. Hooray. So it's basically going to be an ongoing weekly program for Term 4. And it will be facilitated by an amazing lady that has an amazing amount of skills in running all sorts of programs and activities and different things. So we're going to keep it fairly open to begin with as far as what we're going to be scheduling each week. But the activities will include things like bingo and card games and Trivial Pursuit, different music and movement exercises and activities, discussion groups, arts and crafts, something called armchair travel. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I'm really keen to find out.
I suspect someone will come along and show slides, and, or not slides, or a show a video where they've been.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe sit there and imagine what... Anyway, I don't know, so we'll see. And we can also do some bus outings and activities and excursions as well. So the really exciting thing about this program is we've left it really open so that the people that are coming along can also help to tell us what they'd like to be doing. So if there's any events or anything happening on during the term, we can actually arrange with our buses to take people to those excursions as
well.
Sounds
good. Yeah. So it's all newbie, and when's your launch?
Next Friday, the 4th of October.
Where and when?
At our Yarra Junction Community Hub, 2463 Warburton Highway. It's starting at 11 and it's going through till 1. So those will be the weekly sessions.
But then it'll be on each time.
Each Friday, 11 till 1. Same spot. Includes a light lunch as well. So it's all completely free. Did I mention that? Free.
No, you didn't
free,
mention
free,
that.
Free.
Yeah. So they get lunch and a whole lot of good... vibes between people and everything for free.
That's right, exactly.
We love free.
Yeah.
Can't do better than that.
I know.
And I guess part of you want to leave it open a bit, don't you? Because it'll depend on not only the skill but the agility of some of the people that turn up as well.
Yeah, that's right. And we're also aware that people may be engaged in other activities in the community, so we don't want to be, if they've done bingo on a Tuesday, we don't want to be doing bingo again on a Friday. Or maybe they do. I don't know. We'll find out. So we've got a bunch of things that we can facilitate, drop of a hat, depending on what they want to be doing. So we've got these sort of things set up. So, they say to us, 1 week we want to be doing this. We can, roll that out, give them options, but also work with what they want to be doing.
So next Friday?
Next Friday, 11 o'clock, light lunch.
At the
soup
hub.
And sandwiches at the hub, Yarra Junction Community Hub.
Free. Sounds terrific to me. It's all free,
absolutely
free, free.
Free.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 8 minutes to one. And you're listening to Community Connections. And I have with me Siri today, both Laura and Jared. Laura, Term 4 starts a week and a half. So what new activities have you got coming up that we haven't heard about before?
Yeah, so with our revitalised space at Yarra Junction, I thought I could talk through some of the ones that are happening there.
Yep.
On Tuesday afternoons, we've got a Spanish conversation group. So I don't know very much Spanish. Probably everything I've learnt is from Dora the Explorer, so maybe I should go along to learn.
I don't know where you say you're in front.
But it's really for people who maybe have learned a little bit or been to Spain, want to practice or are going, and, in a more informal environment. So it's not a structured class.
So when is that?
It's from 4 till 5.30 during school term.
On what day?
On Tuesday.
Sorry. Yep.
Yep. We've also got a Capture Your Business, which is a 4-session course that starts on the 12th of November, which is a Tuesday, 6 to 8pm. So that's for people who are running a business that want to learn how to utilise photography to really capture their business.
Oh, yeah.
So use that in social media or other types of advertising, and the best way to do that. And it can be quite tailored, that course as well, so for your own individual business.
Yep.
We have our play space unstructured play group, which happens on Wednesday mornings and Thursday afternoons. So it's 9 a.m. to 11 on Wednesdays and 1 till 3 on Thursdays. So that's using our facility to, where we've got kids' toys and activities and games. So it's an unstructured play group, an opportunity for parents to come along.
You can also order coffee from next door and I'll bring it over.
Yes.
Oh, that's one.
Thank you, Red Relish Cafe next door to us, for providing that service. So we also have some first aid and CPR sessions as well. So for people who need to renew or for people who need that first aid certificate. So we've got those happening on Thursdays at Yarra Junction. So that's 10th of October, 14th of November and 12th of December. 9 till 4 for the full one, or if you just need the CPR, it's 9 till 11. We also have our needle felting workshop, which is happening on the 16th of November, which is a Saturday from 10 till 12:30. So that's learning the art of needle felting, facilitated by Judy Lay.
What actually is that?
I can tell you, I did the wet felting one that Judy put on last term,
yep.
And that's creating felt using wool and water and friction, and you actually turn, it's amazing, you have this little mesh thing and you use water and you turn the wool into felt and then you shape it into whatever you like. It's beautiful. So she's coming back.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a new skill. I've learned a lost art of felting. It was great. But now she's coming back and she's basically teaching people how to create felt items using needles, so needle points, so again with the wool. So it's a same, same sort of, I suppose, medium felt, but it's a different technique.
Oh, well, yeah. That sounds good.
It's beautiful.
So you've got plenty of things coming up, because you've still got all your normal programs. These are just new programs,
aren't
they?
These are the new ones, yes. So if people want to get a copy of our hub guides, which has all of the information on our programs, they can pop into one of our locations. So you can come to Yarra Junction, 2463 Warburton Highway, Yarra Junction, and we can load you up with all of our material and promotional information. Or you can come into Chirnside Park Community Hub, which is 33 Kimberley Drive in Chirnside Park. Or you can come into our head office, which is in Main Street, Lilydale.
Whereabouts in the Main Street, Lilydale, so they know.
Right next to Subway.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, yeah, well, you can't forget that, can you?
211 Main Street, I think it is.
Oh, that's terrific.
I'll be in trouble if that's wrong.
All right, so they can pop in and pick up your new brochures and what's going on.
That's right.
But for those who have just maybe giving it a bit of thought, where can they find out more? We've told them a bit today. We've got them excited. So where are they going to go?
So you can have a look at our website, which is cire.org.au. Or you can follow us on Facebook. So our hubs have actually just recently launched their own independent Facebook page, which will allow people to really follow what we're doing in our hub space. So the handle for that is at Cire Community Hub. So if you type in Cire Community Hub
or one word,
that'll come up.
Yep.
Or you can give us a call if you want more information. So our number is 1300 835 235, and one of our staff there can have a chat to you, and we can email out information. You can pop in and have a chat to one of our friendly staff. Basically, however you want to get in contact with us, we're happy to.
Can you give us that phone number again, Pos?
Yeah, it's 1300 835 235.
And the web page again?
cire.org.au.
That's terrific. So apart from the new programs that you've got coming up, what are some of the other programs that you've got on during the week?
Yeah, sure. So we have at Yarra Junction free bread on a Thursday. So you can pop in. We put that out at 9 o'clock, just out the front of our hub. So you can pop in and grab some of that. It does go fairly quickly.
It does go.
We have our tech hub. So that runs on a Monday afternoon from 12:30 to 3 at our hub.
Now, tell us a bit about that, because I think that's a great idea for certainly some people as they get a bit older.
Yeah, definitely. So it's a facilitated session, I suppose. So people quite often bring their own devices or their laptops or phones.
Yep.
And our amazing Nigel, with the patience of a saint, will sit down and actually go through how to use things. So people come along and they go, yeah, this is not working for me. I want to watch this, or I want to do this and I don't know how. And
what sort of age group do you get at that generally?
Look, it is generally a older age group, so it is something which older adults find particularly useful, to be able to learn how to be connected and keep in touch.
And Skype and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, particularly if you've had family that have moved away.
Yeah.
But we do get people of all ages. We get people that perhaps are returning to the workforce and need to get up to date with some of the more modern technology, or just haven't really had a need to be around computers before, but want to actually get on board. So I think technology is inescapable at this this point.
And one of the things that we have to be, and I know I talk about that on this show very often, is social isolation. And people can just get very isolated, particularly if they're a widow or a widower and they're not too sure, they don't want to get out amongst people. You still need to be able to Skype and, you know, just generally keep involved with people.
That's exactly right. And for people who don't have access to a computer or device, we actually do in both of our hubs have iPads and desktop computers that people can use. So at any time that we're open, you can come in and use those completely free of charge and make yourself a coffee, cup of tea.
That sounds good. Yeah. Everything's free down this place.
Well, we try to do as much as possible for as little as possible.
Righto. So now let's just talk very quickly. You've got something on next Friday, which is a seniors launch.
That's right. Tell us
where that is again and at what time, please.
Yep. So that is on the 4th of October at our Yarra Junction Community Hub, 2463 Warburton and Highway. It starts at 11 o'clock and includes a lovely light lunch and some activities.
Laura and Jared, it's been terrific having you along. We'll look forward to someone from Siri, same time, same place next month. But thanks for coming along.
Thanks for having us.